James is in the studio because he is, as I said before, our resident petrol head. So I decided to put his petrol head qualifications to the test. Spain's two Formula One races this year in Valencia. Tell us about Valencia, James.
Well, Valencia is a track which has a bit of a reputation, not for all the best reasons. It's quite well known for producing boring races. Oh. And last year was basically a pole-to-finish type of race. Basically, Sebastian Vettel, the man who did bore Formula One somewhat last season by being so amazingly brilliant and winning everything, qualified on pole position and then won straight from pole position, and not much else happened in between. I think it could be a bit different this year, though, because there's so many competitive teams, so many competitive races. Anything could happen.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I've done a little bit of research here, and with tyre degradation such a deciding factor in Formula One these days, and believe you me, I know, I would reckon it's important we talk about which choice Pirelli have gone with.
Well, of course, Pirelli are Formula One's tyre manufacturers, and this season their decisions have influenced races depending on which type of tyre they take with them. They've decided to take soft and medium tyres with them to Valencia, which could make it quite challenging for all the teams because the race is going to be in hot conditions and the hot circuit can be quite tough on the tyres. So obviously soft and medium, they're going to wear away quite quickly. That's probably going to mean there's going to be quite a big difference between the performance of the cars in the race and in qualifying, which means difficulties with time management and lots of racing and changes of position.
Now, you've been pretty much full of it over the last few weeks. What has made F1 so exciting for you this season?
Well, up most, we've had 7 different winners in 7 different races. That's never happened before. They've had 6 before. That was levelled up obviously a few weeks ago, and now we've had 7 different races. Lewis Hamilton winning the other weekend in Canada made it 7 out of 7 different races. And there's no reason why there can't be more winners in the forthcoming races as well. Now, the FIA, they made the decision to remove the off-throttle blown diffuser. That's something I was talking about a lot last season. It sounds like technical garble, but basically what it is, or what it was, should I say, is that blew exhaust gases underneath the car, which effectively increased the aerodynamics of the car, which made it easier to drive. That's the simplest way of explaining it. Basically, spacecraft technology. Ooh. Applied to Formula One cars, and Red Bull absolutely nailed it, as we saw with their domination last season. Now it's gone. They've removed this off-throttle blown diffuser, and we've got a much more level playing field again. Hamilton, Alonso and Vettel, they're in the top 3 places in the championship after 7 of the 20 races so far, and they're generally regarded as the best drivers in Formula One. Some now think the title is becoming a 3-way battle, but I don't agree. I think it's still very open.
Why do you reckon it is more open?
Well, the difference between the performance of the cars are still very small, both over one lap in qualifying and, of course, in various situations over the race. Some cars are better in qualifying than races and vice versa. We've often seen McLaren doing very well in qualifying and then not doing so well in the race. So, you know, that can be a factor. Time management, as we've been mentioning, is still the key to being successful in races. As you saw in Montreal, when Alonso and Vettel lost podium positions to Grosjean and Perez because their tyres didn't last, and Hamilton shot through the field. Alonso, of course, was leading the race and ended up finishing, I can't remember, I think it was 5th or 6th, and really dropping back down. So that just shows you, once those tyres have gone, they're gone. The fact that Hamilton, Alonso and Vettel are leading the championship at this stage underlines that drivers are probably more important than ever this year. It's not just about the cars.
If I had any doubts that you are a resident petrol head, you completely removed them. You are indeed a petrol head of great standing. Talk us through today's qualifying then.
Well, let's go through the top 10. Paul Di Resta from Force India, he qualified in 10th place, which is a good result for him. It's always useful for him to get through to Q3, so well done for him. The biggest disappointment for me, and probably for other British motor racing fans, is Jenson Button has struggled once again. He was looking quick the whole way through the weekend. He's only managed to qualify in P9. Nico Hülkenberg was for the other Force India was in P8. Kami Kobayashi in the Sauber was in 7th. Nico Rosberg was in 6th place. Then the two Lotus Renaults make up 5th and 4th, which is Kimi Raikkonen and Roman Grosjean. Pastor Maldonado, brilliant result for him. He's qualified in 3rd. Great bounce back for him. Lewis Hamilton has qualified in 2nd, and that man Sebastian Vettel in 1st place. But it was a great result for Hamilton because he wasn't particularly confident about getting up there on the front row, and he's done well to get that McLaren, which hasn't been looking that quick over the course of the weekend. He's got that into P2. However, as Barry mentioned in the sports bulletin a few moments ago, he is being investigated for an incident with Rosberg, so that could all change.